From Hollywood.
From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
So how's your shutdown going? Good? Mine's going spectacular. Hey, thanks for not asking, though. From the Mojo Studio on Sunset and Vine, here we go with another action-packed adventure.
Let's do it.
Here's what's on tap on the wrap. What if you threw a party and nobody showed up? Netflix is getting abused like a redheaded stepchild. We'll tell you why. Is being fat and black now considered racist? There's a new dance called the Bad Bunny Backlash we'll tell you about. And who has the best sub, bub? There's a new list out for 2025, and we'll tell you who the winner is, and it will shock you to your core. Another round of head trauma is on the way. The mystery voice is coming right up. Plus our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including the fucking funny. Yeah, it's not Friday, but we're still going to do the fucking funny for you.
We like it. We like it a lot.
All right, that's what's happening on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Thursday, October 2nd. Thanks for being here. And FYI, we're only doing the podcast now on Monday and Thursday every week. Now, you may have heard October being referred to as Rocktober. Those crazy rock programmers and radio decades ago decided to call it Rocktober. Sitting in a meeting, I'm sure they were high as a kite going, "Hey, you know what? October could be Rocktober. We should do it." That's how those meetings used to go, by the way. Yeah, drunk and high, but it's October 2nd, so Rocktober is officially here if you celebrate. Now, I've kind of felt the way you get to know people is by what kind of music they listen to. I love rock music. You know this. So this month, I'm doing Mojo's Rocktober on Rat's Ass Rock TV and on our Facebook page. Every day, I'm going to post one of my favorite tunes, one of my favorite rockers. Every day during Rocktober, you can check it out on our hub at ratsasspodcast.com. Just snoop around, you'll find it. So welcome to Mojo's Rocktober. You'll learn a lot about me, I think. All right, let's get into the wrap. On Tuesday, Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert crisscrossed by appearing on each other's shows. It was kind of like they threw this big party, promoted it, and nobody showed up. Now, you might remember Jimmy Kimmel's ratings dropped by 64% after he returned from his suspension. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. People always stop to see the car crash, and then they move on. And that's what the return episode really was. Let's see what's going to happen with this car crash. Now, early reports say this crisscross episode turned out to be a Trump bitch fest. Didn't really move the needle for either show. They kind of got the audience they normally do. It was kind of like two turds in a punch bowl, commiserating like a couple of old women at a senior center is what I heard. All right, do you still have your Netflix subscription? If you do, shame on you and your entire family. No, I'm just kidding. But they're making you feel that way if you follow X. Elon Musk decided to hammer Netflix over its LGBTQ. Make sure I get that right. Content aimed at kids. And urged subscribers to drop the streaming service, and apparently it's working. The backlash on X was severe yesterday and this morning when I looked at it. Stocks getting pounded the past 2 days. It was down $28 a share on the close yesterday. And earlier today, it was down 34 schmackas, and then it kind of rallied back to be down 14, so $42 a share. We'll see where it closes today, but you can add $28 to wherever it is. Looks like it's going to end down. But it also came out that Netflix co-founder Reed Hastings and several of the Netflix brass employees included contributed $4 million to the Democrats in 2024, nothing for the Republicans. Now, I admit, I recently canceled Netflix after I watched Black Rabbit, which, by the way, fantastic show. I wrote a piece on it on the blog, but I don't want to ruin it for you. I'm just going to tell you. It's 8 episodes, miniseries, but terrific, well-written, well-acted, really good show. But there's nothing else on Netflix that's really interesting to me right now, so this is what I do. I watch what I want, and then I cancel the services. And I do this with all of them. It's not just Netflix only. But I will tell you, I'm going to be a little hesitant to return to Netflix because now I know they fund the Obamacrats. But my feeling about content will always remain the same. I think any radio station, TV station, whether it's cable, network, doesn't matter. Air the content that you want. And let the viewer decide if they want to watch it or not, listen to it or not. That's the way the United States should be in 2025. This isn't the 60s or the 50s where we had three networks. Okay, there's also some talk that Elon Musk might launch a rival network. But if it's the same thing, you know, let's say it is called Xflix, for an example, and it offers the same programming that you can get anywhere else and maybe it's a couple bucks less. I mean, does it really matter? Do you really give a rat's ass? There's only so much content that you can consume and only so much that's available. So what would he really offer, and who would provide him the content too? All right, I popped onto the Communist News Network, CNN, yesterday. And I tend to jump around to all the networks because I want to get a rounded idea of what's really going on in the world. And you might remember Jamal Bowman. He was voted out last election cycle because he's kind of a wackadoodle. But he's the guy who pulled the fire alarm to interrupt House meetings a couple of years ago. You know the guy. But he started going off about how blacks have the highest rate of obesity, cancer, and heart disease in America due to racism. Now, this really hit me because, you know, I've had to make choices in my diet for my lifestyle. And the last time I checked, black people have access to the same food everybody else does. You know, correct me if I'm wrong on this. So just because black people tend to favor, you know, like the Golden Corral, where you can eat as much as you want for one price, McDonald's, Domino's, Popeyes, what else, Subway, mac and cheese, Captain Crunch, Pop-Tarts, Haagen-Dazs, Lay's, and Doritos, as opposed to fresh meats, fruits, vegetables, fish, I don't think it makes the food racist, or who makes the food racist. They don't have time to think about this stuff. What it means is you lack the willpower to make proper food choices. There's no racism involved in this. Now, I know this because, well, I guess I used to eat like a black man based on that diet I just reeled off to you. And that's how I ended up with type 2 diabetes. So I know what I speak of when I say you have to stop and make proper food choices. And because I did, I have to admit, I am a sexy beast because of it. Yeah. Oh, God, I wish I could take that statement back right there. It came out. Wish I could just reel it back in. All right, before you get too excited about Bad Bunny playing the Super Bowl halftime show, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has come riding in on his trusted white stallion saying, ooh, just hang on there, Roger Goodell and Jay-Z. Jerry has filed a petition with the NFL to replace Bad Bunny, or else. And that or else means the players could go on strike. So that tells me Jones and probably the other owners, maybe some players too, are objecting to having an openly LGBTQ artist performing on the world's biggest stage. Now, Jerry doesn't think it's a good look for the NFL, which is trying to globalize the league. Jerry said, quote, bringing an LGBT singer to perform at an important final is kind of the stupidest thing I've ever heard. This is American culture, and this sport will be weakened and die by them. He went on to say, let's change that way of thinking because this is a sport of strong people, I mean footballers. Lunkheads. All right, do you agree or disagree with Jerry Jones on this? Okay, but here's another cool movement that's starting to bubble up. You're familiar with John Rich from Big and Rich fame? Well, they're trying to urge him to throw a Super Bowl bash at his Redneck Riviera bar in Nashville during halftime. They're recommending that Big and Rich play, Kid Rock, Jason Aldean, and potentially others to show up and perform. Would you watch this? I mean, it's country. I got to tell you, I'm going to watch. I'm not a country fan, and I'm not a Bad Bunny fan by any stretch of the imagination. But if I've got the two to choose from, guess what? Mojo's gone country. But my guess is it would probably be on Fox Nation, simulcasted on Fox News, maybe Fox, since John Rich is already, you know, connected with that network. But you know what? Personally, I think it's time to fire Jay-Z. Get him out of there. Okay? He just brings in his artists. That's it. Let's let the fans vote on this one. It's time. It's time for the fans to control the halftime show. The NFL can figure out, okay, here are the top seven artists who have agreed they want this exposure, but now the fans get to vote on it. Okay, maybe they have a write-in candidate too, just in case, so it seems more fair than not. But, let us vote from week one, and then on Christmas Day, maybe you tell us who's going to play at the Super Bowl halftime show. There's still plenty of time for the artist who wins to get prepared and ready to go, right? And plus, here's the other added advantage of this. You know, the NFL and NBA kind of compete on Christmas Day a little bit, but the NBA says Christmas Day is our day, right? This would give the NFL a chance to take a little shine off Christmas Day for the NBA. All right, who doesn't love a good sub sandwich? God knows I do. And every so often, I will buck the trend, man. I'll take off. Take my sexy ass over to Jersey Mike's and get it Mike's way. Yeah, like a Mike's way, baby. Give it to me Mike's way. I always go in and say, hey, could I get a Italian sub and give it to me much way, baby. Yeah, I thrust the hips and everything. God, they're so good, they should be outlawed. But the annual list of the top subs in the USA is out for 2025, and there's a lot of regional brands that ended up on this list. Sorry about that. I'm a little hoarse from the Reds-Dodgers games the last couple of days. But yeah, I've been screaming at the games, screaming at the games. So I took those out and gave you the top five national brands from this list. But number five, Jimmy John's. And I think Jimmy should be higher up on the list, you know, even though we know things named Jimmy are a little weird. Firehouse Subs checked in at number four. Potbelly Sandwich Works. Never heard of them before, but they're number three. Number two, Jersey Mike's. And number one, Subway. And I'm saying no way to Subway. There is no way, no way Subway is better than Jersey Mike's. Okay, Jersey Mike's, when they say that they advertise a thick sub sandwich, that's what you get. Subway, they give you, or they look at the advertisement, you get this big thick sub sandwich, you walk in, they give like one slice of meat. That's it. That's all you get. So there's no way Subway is better. And in fact, I would say Firehouse and Jimmy John's are better than Subway.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Brace yourself for brilliance, buttheads. Here is Mojo Elliott with Rat Sports.
Well, all season, the Cincinnati Reds had a motto that said, you can't kill us. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers finally did it, beating Cincinnati 8-4 last night to win their best of three series, 2-0. The Dodgers will now move on to take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Today's going to be very, very nuts. Yankees and Red Sox, Tigers and Guardians, Padres and Cubs, all do or die games. God, it's going to be good baseball today. And the winners move on. The losers join Cincinnati. Now, we got a good one tonight for NFL football, too. You got the 3-1 San Francisco 49ers taking on the 3-1 Los Angeles Rams. God, I love this Rams team. And I like them to win tonight. You can get my Week 5 picks now on the blog at ratsasspodcast.com. WNBA Finals get underway Friday night between Phoenix and Las Vegas. There will be no Caitlin Clark, no Angel Reese, no Sophie Cunningham to talk about. So I'm curious to see how the ratings turn out for this series when there's no dirt to promote. All right, let's check the chat box at ratsasspodcast.com. Taylor G. from Gary, Indiana. Wants to know, what do you think about the disrespect Caitlin Clark continues to get from the WNBA? Well, you got to be referencing Commissioner Kathy Engelbert, I think it is. She made a comment recently that Caitlin Clark's lucky to be in the WNBA. It allows her to perform, allows her to have a platform to earn $16 million a year off the court so the league doesn't have to pay her more money than we do. And I think that's all wrong. You know, because Clark's popularity came from what she did at the University of Iowa, not so much the WNBA, you know. And I think if I were Clark hearing this stuff, and she's not going to do this, but I'd retire and watch the WNBA go to hell at that point. All right, Mike A. from Toluca Lake, California says, what do you think the Clippers and Warriors' chances are against the Lakers this season? Well, I'm a firm believer that age and athleticism is what wins in the NBA. The Clippers are the oldest team in the NBA, followed by Golden State. They're 30-29. The Lakers are 24th, but that's because they have a 41-year-old LeBron James. You take him out of the mix, the Lakers drop into the middle of the pack as far as age and athleticism goes. So over an 82-game schedule, I think this favors the Lakers. All right, that is sports for you today on the Rats.
Rats Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, today we're whipping out the mystery voice on you. Listen close and tell me who you think this female superstar is.
I was getting endless texts. Are you okay?
Okay, listen close again. Let's see if you can figure it out.
I was getting endless texts. Are you okay?
All right, take a while. Think about it. We'll have the answer for you coming up on the podcast.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
All right, today we're doing the fucking funny. Because, again, we're only doing the podcast on Monday and Thursday, so we just moved the Friday fucking funny up to Thursday. All right, kind of a weekend warm-up kind of thing. But today we're going to mix comedy with edumacation about climate change. From a staunch liberal who saw this BS for what it was 25 years ago and was called global warming, this is the legend known as George Carlin.
The planet has been here for 4.5 billion years, all right? 4.5 billion. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe. 200,000? Maybe. And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit hate to think that somehow we're a threat, that somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just floating around the sun? Well, no, if the planet's all right, ask the people in Mexico City or Armenia or 100 other places buried under thousands of tons of earthquake rubble if they feel like a real threat to the planet this week. How about the people in Kilauea, Hawaii, who build their homes right next to an active volcano and then wonder why they have lava in the living room? Planet has been through a lot worse than us for a long time. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, bombardments for hundreds of thousands of years by comets and asteroids and meteors, sandstorms, erosion of all kinds, cosmic radiation, worldwide fires, worldwide floods, recurring ice ages. And we think some aluminum cans and some plastic bags are going to make a difference? Planet isn't going anywhere. We are.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
All right, Mariah Carey is still denying she ever dated Eminem. This rumor goes back more than 23 years, by the way, when she turned down the role to play Eminem's mother in the movie 8 Mile because she was only 4 years older than Marshall Mathers back then. He claims they dated. She says they didn't. But it's been 23 years, so do we really give a rat's ass on this one? All right, by now you've probably heard Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are calling it quits, divorcing after 19 years of marriage. Now, it appears the couple have been estranged for a while. They've been living apart since early this summer. And Keith Urban said that, interviewers say Keith had refused to talk about Nicole in interviews over the past couple of years. So what's really causing this split? Nobody's talking. But let's look at this kind of rationally, okay? Between you and me, she's 58, he's 57. Now, usually when old famous couples split up, it's because she's saying, no thanks, I don't want any more dick from you. And he's hearing 22-year-olds saying, oh yes, I'll have some of your dick and a side of your dick too. And naturally, he feels like he needs to oblige them. All right, is Scooter Braun paying Sidney Sweeney to hang out with him to help him raise his profile in Hollywood? Now, this is the rumor that I'm hearing, because why else would Sweeney, 28, be seen with a 44-year-old Braun? Okay? He does nothing to advance her career. So it has to be another reason that they became a couple, because it happened almost overnight. All of a sudden, there was nothing, and then boom, it's Sidney and Scooter. Now, my guess is Scooter has a hard time anyway finding women who will date him because, well, his name's Scooter. Charlize Theron. Oh, the sexy Charlize. Hard name for me to still say after all these years. Charlize Theron. She turned heads at the Paris Fashion Week when she showed up wearing no bra, no top, and she just had an unzipped leather jacket. That's it. She had her 32 Bs flipping and flopping all over the place. Hey, would you believe Britney Spears still hasn't found a man? She's been single for 225 days.
Who gives a rat's ass?
You got a moron here, is that it?
It looks like it, because nobody's stepping up to date the Brit. Not yet, anyway.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, as you know, I do not read your email in advance. My producer, Fleabag, forwards me your name, where you're from, and rewrites them so I can read them at rapid fire and on the fly, and no topic is ever off the table. All right, let's see. Alex C. from Denver, Colorado, the Mile High City, says, how long do you think this government shutdown is going to take? Who knows? Who knows? You know, the last one took about 7 years ago. It took about 35 days. To me, it's just kind of a dog and pony show by the Democrats to try and find some kind of leverage for the midterms coming up next year. They're clawing. They're looking for something. They got to put some stank on that party. But let's talk about their hypocrisy here for a minute. Now, they're all for giving health care benefits now to illegals. That's the story. That's what the Republicans are saying, and they're denying it. But this wasn't the case 30 years ago. Okay, here was Chuck Schumer then.
People say, well, what about this hypothetical, that hypothetical, etc. I urge support of this amendment. If you believe you want to stop fraud in immigration, you have no choice but to support this amendment.
Gentleman's time has expired.
Yeah, Chuck's term as a, well, not him himself personally, but his position in government, that should be expired anytime now. Any year now you can vote this guy out. Let him go barbecue. But listen to Hillary Clinton 30 years ago.
To illegal aliens, we agree with you that We do not think the comprehensive health care benefits should be extended to those who are undocumented workers and illegal aliens. We do not want to do anything to encourage more illegal immigration into this country. We know now that too many people come in for medical care as it is. We certainly don't want them having the same benefits that American citizens are entitled to have.
So what's changed? Besides both Hillary and Chuck being in George Soros' pocket. You know, for Hillary, you know, all I can point to is the fact she really changed after she found out that Bill was a man whore. That's all I can figure out. All right, Todd N. from Birmingham, Alabama. Since the Kirk murder, there has been a lot of talk about Democrats being Marxist, brainwashing our youth. Do you think this is true? You know, I'll tell you what, I don't think most Americans know what a Marxist is, what Marxism is. I don't think they've ever studied it. They just hear the word fascist and they think, oh, it's terrible. I don't think they know what that is either. But listen to what's happening in the UK and you can decide for yourself if it's happening here in America right now or not.
Let's compare what's happening to what Marxist and communist movements have always aimed for. One, destroy national identity. Flood the country with open borders, erase history, shame the flag, and mock patriotism. Two, undermine the family unit, promote gender confusion, attack motherhood, encourage state over parenting, and normalize dysfunction. Three, erode religion and traditional values, mock faith, moral restraint, and discipline, replace them with hedonism and lived experience. Four, create class resentment. Make you blame your neighbour for your struggles while the elite get richer and more powerful. Five, control language, invent new terms, police speech, and make it illegal to say what you truly believe. Six, centralise power and dependency. Crush small business, inflate away your savings, and make the state your only source of support. Still think it's incompetence? This isn't accidental, this is strategy. It's a cultural and economic revolution disguised as progress. Britain is being reshaped, not by bombs or armies, but by ideas. And the sooner we call it what it is, the sooner we stop pretending that this is normal. This is not evolution, it's subversion, and it's all by design.
Sound familiar? Anything there at all sound familiar to you that's happening in the USA right now? All right, Jared K., Glendale, Arizona, said, I'm a sophomore at ASU and I met this girl from Minnesota who I really like. The problem is she wants to move back to Minnesota after she graduates and I want to remain here in Arizona. Is it worth pursuing a relationship with her? Absolutely. A lot can change over the next 3 years. And I can tell you by studies I've read for many years, it says the majority of women like to live within 50 miles of where they grew up. They want to be near mom, dad, family, friends, all that good stuff. Who can blame them, right? But what I would recommend is that you take off and go to Minnesota. Check it out. Maybe it's a place you might consider. But also, think about this. A little cunnilingus might go a long way in getting her to stay.
That's just about enough of that.
All right, here's today's Kiss Me, Kill Me email. This is where you tell me what you like and hate about the Rat's Ass podcast. Anna Sievers from Camden, Maine said she likes the variety of topics stuffed into one podcast. I feel like I get a complete roundup of what's happening across the board. Well, you get it. That's what it's about. That's what the Rat's Ass podcast is about. Current events, music, sports, the whole gamut. The whole gamut. We give it all to you. What she hates is that she says Mojo seems to be a bit too old to be such a smartass.
Immature. The man's immature, you know?
Well, if you have any questions, observations, or comments, send them to my producer, Fleabag, at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. The more outrageous and salacious, the better. All right, so there you have it. Again, the email address, ratsasspodcast@gmail.com.
Ratsasspodcast. Head trauma.
All right, we're playing the mystery voice today. Do you think you figured it out, or do you need to hear it one more time? Let's hear it one more time.
I was getting endless texts. Are you okay?
All right, if you guessed, Miss Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby, you got it right. But if you missed it, go see a doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. All right, I got a split. Today I'm driving a busload of seniors to a tattoo removal center where they're going to get their Born to Raise Hell tattoos removed. But I do have one more thing for you. You know, studies show Americans prefer beaches over mountains, but the United States, as you know, is full of mountains and not enough beaches. They only exist along the coast. So what are Americans supposed to do when this happens?
I think this falls under the category of who gives a big fat rat's hairy butt.
Well, Alexa, aren't you AI? Aren't you supposed to have all the damn answers?
Heck no, that's a bunch of bull to get people to buy one of me.
Some honesty from Alexa. Maybe too much. There, be on your way. All right, welcome to Rat Nation. Katie Collins of Dunbar, West Virginia. Morgan Obradovich from Decatur, Illinois. Logan McGraw from Aberdeen, Texas. And Zach Miller from Manhattan Beach, California. My old stomping grounds for a while. And around the world to listeners in New Delhi, India, Lomas de Zamora in Argentina, and Christchurch in New Zealand. Thanks for listening to the Rat's Ass Podcast.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at ratsasspodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
All right, that's it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Go check out the ratsasspodcast.com to get the entire Rat's Ass Podcast experience. You can listen to podcasts, rock out on Rat's Ass Rock TV, Mojo Rocktober, remember? Read the blog. That's loaded with a lot of hot topicality. Plus, you can still join Rat Nation without having to qualify, and connect with us on the socials. We'll do this again on Monday, October 6th. Take care of each other, and thanks for dropping by the Rat's Ass Podcast.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and ratsasspodcast.com. ratsasspodcast.com.